You know how people have a distinct smell? Like some people just have a certain smell to them?
They say a natural scent, right? My musk, my evanescence, if you will.
Yeah. So there's this advisor, and she said that she had dinner with Putin, and then he has a bizarre smell. And then all I kept thinking about was, what do you think Putin smells like?
Mm.
Like, I would think that he smells like smoked wood or something like that.
Salmon. You know, you often see him with his shirt off and he's out in the woods or the wilderness, right? He's riding like a horse or whatnot. So maybe he smells like a bear that's been going after salmon.
Mm.
Somebody that, you know, he hangs out with. Horses.
Horses is a good one.
You know, I mean, a lot of it's going to depend on what you actually eat all the time, right? So if he's one of those fish guys, he's going to have young, supple skin forever. Then maybe he's going to smell like cod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, a lot of times I think it's like incense or something that they're cooking in the house.
Robert Pattinson, there's been multiple reports that he smells like crayons.
I mean, what
is... That's like so many people have verified that he smells like crayons.
But how does one tend to end up smelling like that?
I don't know. Some people just have it. So my cousin Angela has a very distinct smell, and I don't know how to describe it, but it like her house, it's not a bad smell. It's a nice smell.
Yeah.
But it's very distinctly her.
But you want to see what I'm saying is you mentioned her house in the same breath. So it's clearly something that's in her house.
I think it's just something that radiates them. My mom has a smell. Like her house has a smell. And when my daughter Dakota goes over there and she's with her all day, my mom watches my little girl 2 days a week. She comes home smelling like my mom. And it's like a cross of like bleach and clean or something like that, but it stays on her skin. It's so weird.
Do you feel like you have one?
I don't think I have one, and yeah. I don't think you have one either.
How did we get left out?
Why does Putin, my mom, and Robert Pattinson all have smells, and we don't have one?
Oh my gosh, they must be part of some secret panel.
It's a weird panel.
Here go the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
It's the Anna and Raven Roadshow. All this week, Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com is joining us. He's an auctioneer and appraiser. Last week, we asked you to submit your items that you had found around the house that you just don't know how much it's worth, and that's Ryan's job. He tells you what it is worth. Ryan, today, I'm extra interested in this. Because a lot of what Silvana sent, I have. And I have big ones, like the silver ones. When I got married, all my family in Italy sent these to me. So I have like all kinds of them that I just have in a box up in storage. Maybe you can describe what they are.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
So these are, I see them a lot. They're thin plaques of sterling silver, 925 silver. And the artist sort of draws on the silver. They use a wood or a metal burin to create an image on a piece of silver, and it's fragile and delicate and thin. But a lot of times you see Italian countryside or seaside themes, you know, everyday life type scenes. And then they put in these beautiful frames with nice little mats, and you can put 10 or 12 of them up. It's a really great way to decorate.
So how much are they, like, what are they worth? I could see them right now because I have the Virgin Mary and I've got baby Jesus and I've got all kinds of them.
Right, everyday things that you see there. And right, like you've also got somebody with their burrow at the fountain.
But
right,
what I didn't realize until you just said it, and it was like a magic word, is when you said that they're silver, I go, oh my gosh, of course, they're real silver. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that I see these every time I go into one of my friend's Italian grandma's house. That's
right.
What it means.
Or in my basement.
The amount of silver in here is almost inconsequential. Mm-hmm. It's probably dollars worth of silver, not large amounts.
You were ready to melt down the Virgin Mary this afternoon.
Sorry, Zio Mario.
Saying your prayers and a Hail Mary sign as you did it. Turn it over to the smelter.
The value is in it that it's a piece of art. It's a piece of Italian art. It's something beautiful, and it's something that you can collect. Are they attributed to a single artist? No. They're probably made by a small company in a place that has artists do the drawings and sell them either to tourists or for export.
So what, are they worth nothing?
I would say if you're a collector, you might be willing to pay between $80 and $100 each.
Okay, which is probably what they cost, you know, like when they bought them like a long time ago, I would think.
Yeah, they're 50 years old and they have stayed at a steady value.
Yeah, if you want to see pictures of these, because I bet you probably have a bunch of these too if your family is from Italy, we'll put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can check it out for yourself. And we'll have more with Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com all this week. All this week, it's the Anna and Raven Road Show. Last week, we asked you to go through your house, find those things that you weren't sure how much they were worth, and take pictures and send it to me. My email has been flooded over the last week and a half. Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com, he's an auctioneer and appraiser. He is here, and he is looking over these items. Now, one of the ones that you highlighted that you wanted to talk about, Ryan, is from Lisa. It's called The Tired Out Painting by Sir John E. Milius from 1878. What's the deal with this one?
Well, this is a real painting by a real artist who is not just an artist, but a knight. Sir John.
Wow. Barely picked up on that, right? I thought he was just hanging out with Elton John. Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Born in Great Britain, England, in 1829, lived until 1896, and has some really, really important pieces in museums and collections. A large and important work from Sir John Everett would probably be in the $100,000 to $150,000 range.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
Well, we've seen a lot of paintings this week. So because he's more well known and he has pieces in art galleries, that makes his work more expensive, more valuable, I should say.
Yeah, important works by an artist, something that was either a commissioned, something with a lot of symbolism, representative of a style or a specific period, really gets collectors and museums excited. They know that piece is better than all of the other paintings by this artist.
Okay.
This artist did a lot of portraits as well. Really beautiful portraits of girls, people in everyday scenes, and looks like he was commissioned as well by families.
He was getting paid. This is how he was keeping the lights on.
Right.
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 That's why he has Sir in front of his name. He was important.
I mean, he was also like the photo booth guy of 100 years ago.
All right. So how much is this one worth?
So this piece, it's titled Tired Out, and it's a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. It's a girl who was out playing. She laid down in the flowers and conked right out. Her eyes are closed. Portraits like this with a good frame and good condition can bring $2,000 to $4,000.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty good for something that she just picked up at a tag sale.
It's said that she inherited it from her mom and that her parents collected a lot of antiques.
Tag sale's cool, though. I like to imagine it sitting right next to hungry hippos and an old toaster. What a score.
Yeah. We're going to have more with Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com all this week.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? It's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, Raven, if you say prom instead of the prom, that's all I need to know about you. I thought they were interchangeable. The prom. Are you going to prom? Are you going to the prom? What do I say? I don't even know.
If you're that worried about the context of whether it's the in front of it or not, I would say that you probably have better things to do with your time, right? Do you have your dress? Do you have your corsage? Or are you just mad because you're not going to prom?
Prom.
I call it prom. I think I call it prom in the middle of a sentence. I think I do.
I think I say the prom.
Okay.
Huh. Well. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
If you drive in the rain with your hazard lights on, that's all I need to know about you.
I just don't understand.
I'm with you.
Right.
I cannot stand that person. Like, yeah, it's good that you're cautious, but you're on the highway. Like, and if you can't handle it, get off the highway.
It's rain. Like, it happens.
Right.
I don't understand. It's not like there's a tornado
behind you. And I'm in Miami, so it
you.
Happens too much.
But, I mean, right. It's happening 3 times today if you're in Miami.
Yeah.
For 30 yeah. seconds
and
each time.
One. If you go into the emergency lane to get past the traffic, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, that's a jerk.
I'm watching it right now. I'm seeing it happen live right now.
There's only one time where it's okay to go in the emergency lane, and everybody knows that. Well, 2 times. You're about to deliver a baby, and it's an emergency, or you have to go to the bathroom.
That's a good point. Okay.
And Ann Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
When you're putting your lipstick and makeup on, and you swerve in front of a big tractor trailer, that's all I want to know about you.
Yeah. I'm always amazed the people, how close they'll get to the front bumper of a tractor trailer.
I mean, how am I supposed to put my makeup on, though?
Wake up 10 minutes earlier. That's what I'm guessing anyways.
Okay. All right. Raven, if you think people want to see your deceased leading man as a hologram, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, here come the haters, man.
So Dirty Dancing 2, we keep hearing about it. Everybody's excited for it. And then this breaks in the news.
The director of the new film told Deadline they're going to try to include as many people from the original as appropriate, but they want to be respectful in every way. The director said that involves having a conversation with Patrick Swayze's estate, making some believe Patrick's character, Johnny Castle, could return in a digitized form, such as a hologram.
Hey, I mean, they did it in Ghost, all right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was pretty good with that glowing little aura around him.
If he comes back as a hologram, he can only be a ghost, right? Like, you can't pretend like he's a normal person. That's the ghost of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, no matter how much fuzziness they put on the screen, you'll be able to tell. I mean, CGI has come a long way, but that would be a little bit crazy. I mean, they've done this before with, like, Star Wars and stuff with characters that have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, everything in Star Wars looks like it's in space, right? So a lot of this stuff is not really atmospheric. It's not like, you know, you're at some Pennsylvania type resort for the summer learning how to dance and doing that thing. What do you think is going to be more shocking? Patrick Swayze when he walks on a screen with a hologram, or everybody from the original film seeing Jennifer Grey's nose job?
Oh, Raven.
Which one?
She looks beautiful.
Which one is going to be?
She is beautiful.
Yes, but she just doesn't look like Jennifer Grey did.
Well, they're not going to acknowledge that. There's no way they acknowledge that.
They bring that back in a hologram too.
You broke it, but did you buy it? You ever wonder where that saying came from? You broke it, you buy it?
I would imagine if you're a store owner, if you're somebody that's selling goods, yeah, I can imagine exactly where it came from and figure it out pretty quickly.
Has an issue happen yesterday again with my toddler, Dakota. Actually, it's attributed to Pottery Barn. They said that Pottery Barn was the first store that started doing that. They say it's not true, but that's what all the sources say.
What, a posted sign?
Yeah, what a posted sign.
I would imagine that. This was in a market 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not in business to give things away, right?
Right. So my toddler, Dakota, she is 3.5 years old. She is when they say bull in a china shop, that is her. She is like out of control, wild all over the place. I try not to take her anywhere. But yesterday, I brought her to get my hair blown out because I had events last night and I was busy and whatever. So now, of course, I try to contain her. So the poor lady's blowing my hair and I have her trapped on my lap playing with my phone.
Like an animal.
Of course.
Actually, right.
Yeah. And, and you know, she's just doing her thing. And all of a sudden, she's like, she wants to get up. And she starts running around the shop. And sure, she's running around the shop. And she goes to the display of all the hair products. And of course, with one swift move, that's all it took. And she knocks it down.
Yeah.
No big deal. I get up and I start putting the things back on the thing.
Sure.
And I look and she busted one of them. Like the top broke, like the squirt part.
It's the worst. And now you're at a salon. So you know that's like a $30 bottle or something.
$22.50.
Yeah.
So I pick it up and I'm like, I look at the lady and it's small. So obviously everybody saw it happening, you know? And it's funny how at first they're like, oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
Until you unleash her.
That's
and
right.
Then it's like, not so cute anymore.
Yeah. Until there's money. Until there's goods and services on the line there and they're not getting compensated. Right. Then it's not funny anymore. It's not cute anymore.
But I didn't think that they were going to make me pay for it. I really didn't. But of course I offered. So I went to the front and I put it on the thing and I'm like, I'm sorry. She broke it. I'm like, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. And they were like, okay.
Right. No, there was no part of them that was like, no, don't do that.
Right.
Right.
I'm like, oh. And it went like, I couldn't
fix it. I mean, how broken could it have been?
No, like the top part fell off. Like you could not use it. So now what I'm going to have to do is just unscrew the top. Pour the product into my hands and then put it through my hair, which I guess, like, what am I going to do? But this is the second time in a short period of time that she's done this. I brought her again, like, you know, an idiot, but what am I going to do? I'm her mom.
Yeah.
I brought her to a jewelry shop.
Same thing.
She grabbed this necklace. It was the most hideous necklace I'd ever seen in my life. She pulled it off the rack and it was like made of, the best way I can describe it is shells. And she was like a lasso over her head.
Somebody get
around.
Hit with that thing.
And I'm like, Dakota! And like, it's like a blink. If you're a mom, you know. It's like a blink of the eye. They get it. And,
yeah.
And the next thing I know, the thing shatters on the floor. And this thing, which was ugly, was $77. And I was like, oh, no. And I offered to buy it. And they said, like, no, don't worry. It's okay. But then I felt so guilty that I just kept buying stuff around the store.
You bought other stuff.
Like things I would never wear and spend more than the $77.
To compensate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always amazed when I see somebody, you know, hit a rack of something in a store and just walk away, even if things are damaged. But I don't think I ever expect somebody to pay for it, right? Like if I knocked over something, I'd just be like, sorry, drop it on the counter. And they'd be like, well, you're liable for that. And I'd be like, I just keep walking. Just act like I didn't even hear them.
You break it, you buy it. Obviously, you've heard that a million times, right? But when you break something, it's always embarrassing. But do you actually pay for it?
Feels like to me, if you're in a big store, you can expect to walk out, right? They've got an identity, a reputation to protect, Anna, right? They don't want to be seen as the store that doesn't take care of their consumers. However, you walk into my mom and pop shop and you break one of my refrigerator magnets that says, hey, I visited this place and only got this. Oh, you're buying it.
Happened to me yesterday. My daughter, she's 3 years old. She broke a hairspray at the place where I get my hair blown out. I had to buy it.
$22.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you break and did you buy it?
I kind of broke County Car's side mirror.
Oh, boy.
For the vehicle. Yeah, I mean, it was literally a complete and total accident. I was in a rush. It was at a grocery store. I opened the door and wham, and it took the mirror off completely. And I looked around, I looked for security cameras, and I bolted.
So it was a town car that you hit in the mirror just came right off?
Yeah, kind of one of like the county trucks, and it was old, so I was like, the county could pay for it. I'm out.
So basically it was a hit and run.
Yeah. This guy's responsible for raising the mill rate in our town.
Hey, hi, it's Anna and Raven. Break it. Did you buy it? What did you break?
I was at my friend's wedding, and you know the gorgeous champagne towers with all the beautiful glasses and champagne flowing? I'm kind of a klutz, and I tried to stay away from it as much as I could. But we were all dancing, and I got a little too close. Not only did I knock over all the champagne, I hit all the glasses. They shattered to the ground. Yeah, I not only ruined the toast, I broke every glass. It was horrifying. I did offer to pay for all of the glasses. So that was my contribution to the wedding, I guess.
There's nothing like the drunk bridesmaid friend.
Oh,
God. And I'll tell you right now, there's already somebody that was in his family that didn't want you there in the first place. I'm sorry
probably,
to be hurtful.
I have to admit there probably was.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm known as a klutz. Oh, is that what they call you? Because I'm not sure.
My sorority sisters, we were all getting married. We were all the sorority sisters. We were all the weddings together. And there was always the two that ended up bleeding. There's the people that break stuff, and then there's the bleeders, the ones that hurt themselves somehow. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What did you break?
I broke a jar of tomato sauce at the grocery store, and they made me pay for it.
They did?
Yes. I called them to tell them I didn't throw it on the ground and then run away. I was like, hey, just so you know, like, this fell, I'm so sorry. And I was expecting them to just say, oh, well, we'll clean it up, it's fine. And they, like, marched me to the counter and had me pay the $4.95.
Wow.
Next time I'm just going to run. That's it. Now we know why everybody's just running from these things here, which is a terrible thing. It's so awkward, too, though. Like, you drop something at a store, and they come, and they look, and they don't want to clean it, mm-hmm. but they have to clean it. It's their job,
mm-hmm.
and they're disappointed in the fact that they have to do this, but they can't show you that because of customer service rules and all that stuff. But then you feel obligated to, like, stand there while they clean it, and you're not actually going to clean it or help or anything like that.
Things I've broken at a grocery store. A dozen eggs. I dropped the whole thing of eggs.
Nice.
That was awful. But not as awful, oddly, is when I dropped... I had the big containers of blueberries were on sale.
Yes.
Like, you know, the big ones?
Yeah.
The clamshells. And I dropped one of those, and it was so busy that people were just running over them with the carts.
Oh, no. And now there's streaks.
Everywhere.
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 And that stuff stains.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful. I was so embarrassed.
I mean... It's amazing that the next time you went back to your grocery store, those lines weren't still there.
I know.
That they couldn't remember their hatred for you for years after.
I didn't pay for either of those things.
You'll pay for it in the afterlife.
When was the last time you picked up your high school yearbook and actually read the comments, the things that people wrote to you back then?
It's crazy, some of the stuff that's written in here. You know, the funny thing about being a high school age kid is you've got all these different ideas about the world, right? And you're uninformed about a lot of it. So you're just experimenting and figuring it out. And you've got teachers and parents around you. And they're encouraging you to indulge in those things. Unlike when you get out into the real world and people are just like, nope, don't color outside of the lines. Do exactly what you say. So at that time, you'll write poetic, epic things.
Yeah.
No, big things.
Now, this all comes up because my mother-in-law passed away in 2020. So we're still kind of going through her stuff.
Yeah.
And she had my husband is one of three boys. They're yearbooks. So the guys were going through the yearbooks,
mm-hmm.
and what they found, which I thought was so funny, was that she, remember those little star stickers we used to have as kids?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
gold
the little star, the gold stars.
Sure.
Yeah. She went into all the yearbooks and any pictures of their ex-girlfriends, she put the stars on their faces. Can you imagine? Like, I was like,
it's
wow.
It's a little bit crazy, but she's really
committed. She was committed to her boys.
To protecting her boys. Like, you'll never have to look at them again.
We started reading all these comments, and they were hilarious. So Raven and I have brought in our yearbooks.
Yeah.
and we thought we would read each other's comments.
So are you going to start?
Yeah.
All right. So I couldn't find my high school one. I think it's still somewhere here in this building because, you know, I've brought it to show you before. But that was for photos and embarrassing. This is my middle school yearbook, and I actually can't even find myself in it, but it's got notes in it.
So many notes. Let me read them. Juice. Well, you're the same as last year, but I like that personality. I'll call you your friend Paul. What? First of all, why do they call you Juice?
It was after the movie Juice had come out, and a bunch of guys in the hood, they were calling me J.U. Ice. That's what they're calling me. Yeah, there are still people in my life at this point and at this age in my life that still call me Juice, just so you know that.
Well, here's the good news.
Okay.
Paul likes your personality because it's the same as last year.
Same as last year.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. He's going to call me.
Yeah.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Here's another one. I'm going to read this in a girl's voice as I imagine it.
Please.
Hey, Juice, Boo, Door, the Hammer, whatever your name is.
Whoa.
What's up? W-A-S-S-U-P, of course.
Of course.
Not much here. I know you've heard this before, but I really mean it. I'm really glad we became friends this year. The food sucked, school sucked, but the friends were great. Have a dope summer.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck in life. And I think it's signed Mary. I can't even understand what she wrote.
Thanks, Mary. That's really encouraging.
Or how about this one? Juice. Yo, homie. Since I'm moving, you'll have to find another girl to aggravate. Stay innocent. With a heart and then sign Claire.
Oh.
Wow. Do you remember any of these people?
You know, vaguely. I can't say that I kind of remember Claire, but that could be also Lorraine or Jen or anybody that fits in that category. Paul, I think I do. Yep, sure. I mean, I had friends, Paul, but I had a close friend named Paul. I thought he would have wrote something better.
Tammy wants you to beat up her brother?
Oh, well,
that doesn't
know.
Seem very nice. When was the last time you read the comments in your yearbook, the things that people wrote to you, like from when you were younger? But we found my husband's old yearbook. My mother-in-law, who has passed away, put stickers all over the ex-girlfriend's faces. I mean, that is a commitment.
It sounds crazy, right? I mean, you had to go out. Procure the stickers, go through every one of their yearbooks and do it for every one
she
of the
did
boys.
It for all three of them. That's, all three boys.
I mean, to me, it's a little bit creepy, but thanks, yeah. Mom.
So we brought in our yearbooks and we've been reading them. And Raven, I just keep reading yours because they're making me giggle.
Yeah.
First of all, clearly you were dating a girl named Cam because everybody's like, oh, good luck with Cam. Good luck with Cam. Except for Enza. Enza writes, hey, Juice, what's up? Hope you have a super summer and stay out of trouble, but party hard. P.S. Congrats on Cam. I wonder how long that will last. Hater, Enza. What a hater.
And talking about this girl, Cam, like she was a prize to be won or something
right.
like that.
Who is Cam? I got to find her picture now. All right.
I'm not going to go into her last name and all that stuff. She was a nice person. I think we dated for like 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know, it's middle school.
That's how long it lasted, Enza. Are you happy now?
Sorry, Enza. Right, you were right. You saw it all coming. All right. So we're going to dive into your yearbook a little bit here. I want to take you back to 1998.
Okay.
Remember we thought Maya was going to be Beyonce?
She still might be.
And the Fugees were a big deal.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote this lovely note to you. Mm-hmm. Anna, well, this year went by fast. You've changed a lot since the seventh grade. Pope days. Have a great summer. See you next year. Signed, Jen. P.S. I still think that Mr. O'Connor stole the Pope's razor. Well, look at him. Maybe not. What is this Pope Days?
So here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, my memory is really bad. It's like an issue that I've been having.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that means. It must have been an inside joke. Like, the Pope? What did we do with the Pope? And why did we steal his razor?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anna, another year is gone. Just one more to go. I remember when I first met you. You've changed a bit for the better, in parentheses.
Oh, good.
I'll see you this summer. Stay out of trouble, says Danny.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, I think I stayed out of trouble.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anna, what's up? I had fun copying all your answers in English class. It got me by. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds like you kept him alive when he was in a sober house. It got me by. Your letters saved me.
It's really good in English.
I don't
really
know
good.
What to say because I'm only going to see you tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll talk to you then, though. Jimmy.
Jimmy. I don't even remember Jimmy. I guess I saw him the next day.
He saved his life.
I saved him.
You don't even remember him.
It's so funny because people write these comments and like... Looking back on both Raven and I's yearbook, everybody wrote, I'll call you later. Can you imagine now somebody writing in a yearbook, I'll call you later? I'd be like, no, I'll voicemail check you. That's what I'll do. What do you mean you'll call me later? That doesn't make sense.
Don't be weird about it, man.
Raven picks them. Three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready, Raven?
Yeah.
Number one, woman defends feeding Cheetos to spider monkeys.
Oh, come on.
Number two, woman has emergency surgery after swallowing her COVID test swab.
Oh, come on.
Are you just going to yell, oh, come on, after everything?
I didn't expect to, but if they're both going to strike me as completely stupid. What else?
And number three, woman arrested after high-speed chase and throwing snake at deputies.
Look at girls getting crazy in this one. Wow, huh? Throwing snakes at deputies doesn't sound all that insane if you watch some of the same television I do. I'm going to go with monkeys. I love monkeys. Why not?
Okay. A woman who jumped into the spider monkey enclosure at the El Paso Zoo and fed them Cheetos last year is speaking out and saying she didn't do anything wrong. Here she is.
Come on.
They were very excited, the monkeys.
The monkeys were excited about getting the Cheetos.
Sure.
Now, here's one of the veterinarians who works at the zoo.
They would look excited, but not in a positive way. They were actually really upset.
They were really sad eating the Cheetos.
They'd like to murder you. As a matter of fact, they were terrified of you being in there. But of course, anybody that you put a Cheeto in front of is going to taste that Cheeto.
Here's the lady that was feeding them Cheetos and her defense attorney.
No animal was ever abused. I think they liked the Cheetos, didn't they?
They loved them. I don't think I did anything wrong.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. You just threw Cheetos at poor spider monkeys and terrified them.
What attorney believes that he's qualified to make a decision as to whether or not a spider monkey enjoys a Cheeto or not?
Like, what do they do? Do they bring in, like, photos and videos of the spider monkeys and be like, look, clearly enjoying the Cheetos?
That's a smile. That's a smile if I've ever seen one before. Some would say it's a grimace. I say it's a smile.
I Google what do spider monkeys eat. Nowhere on the list is Cheetos.
I'm guessing there's nuts. Fruits.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe some figs or something like that.
Some of them eat like lizards and bird eggs. For the most part, though, it's plant-based, such as fruits and nuts. And I don't know if Cheetos has any fruit in it whatsoever. I'm going to guess not.
One chip the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
Cool Ranch Doritos. That's it. They're going to feed me something, and it's all I can eat forever, and it's going to be a potato chip. It's going to be Cool Ranch Doritos, which is the superior of all the chips.
Wow, this is fascinating, because I would maybe go nacho cheese Doritos.
Really?
Yes. I mean, Doritos, getting the lockdown on this program, surprisingly here.
But I think that the Cool Ranch Doritos are better than...
No. Only if I'm in a certain mood, and I haven't been in that mood for about 16 years.
Do you know that I only... allow myself to have Cool Ranch Doritos one day of year? Do you know what day that is? So I'm always trying to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
So Cool Ranch Doritos,
I've decided. Is it Mother's Day? What day is it?
It's Christmas Day. Every Christmas, we go to my mom's house, and she knows. She's got the antipasto on the table. She's got the prosciutto. She's got the salami. She's got the provolone. She's got the buffalo cheese, right? And then she's got a bowl of Cool Ranch Doritos, and it's for me, because it's the only day I allow myself to eat all the Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know your mom loves you there, because that's quite a justification to have to make, because Cool Ranch Doritos, when they're in a bowl, too, it's not like you just see them. You can smell them.
100%.
There is a scent that is out in the air, and this is changing the aroma. Doesn't smell like a Christmas tree in here. It smells like a strange fiesta in neon colors.
Ma, is it time for the lasagna? Did Anna finish the Cool Ranch Doritos? Did she?
What?
All right.
It's terrible.
How much would you spend to see your favorite celebrity? This is nuts. First, Taylor Swift fans were paying NYU seniors $500 for their graduation ceremony tickets so they could see Taylor Swift give the commencement address. This is what it sounded like.
We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet.
Is that worth $500?
I don't know. A little echoey, too. Sounds like I probably could have heard it in the parking lot.
But also, what's been all over the news that caught my eye is that the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, there's a black market for those tickets. So the courtroom only has like 100 seats for viewers, for people to come in and to watch.
Yeah.
So they've been selling for up to $30,000.
Oh, yeah. You're charging big money for
that.
Can
you imagine?
People are obsessed.
Yes.
I don't want to sound like dismissive of it, because honestly, I don't like the way a lot of the coverage has been already. It just feels wrong that we're all in the middle of this conversation. I know it's interesting and it's funny, but it just feels wrong on top of it. Well, you would think there'd be some rules that they wouldn't be letting anybody in, but if they are, somebody's got to get that paper.
Yeah.
And if I'm the guy who's got the pass, I'm selling that golden ticket.
Oh my God. What was the most, because I was thinking about it. I'm like, Taylor Swift, I would love to have seen that, obviously. I mean, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. I would love to have gone to NYU and sat there and been able to hear her speak. Yeah. But I don't think I would have paid $500. Oddly enough, the most I ever did spend for a ticket was to see Taylor Swift. Those tickets were $300 each. Whoa. I brought
each.
It was me and my older daughter. It was her Christmas present, and I paid for them. And it was the most I ever spent. And I thought that was astronomical.
Yeah,
I really did.
Two different situations for me: Justin Timberlake and Rolling Stones. And I think both of them, I think the tickets were about $400 a piece.
The Stones are big money.
They're about $400. So, you know, the thing was with the Stones, it was all about, you couldn't get access. But this was another radio station before I was able to get access at that point. I bought four. I sold two and then took my mom. Mm-hmm. And it worked out perfect. You know what I mean?
Because
I
sold the two for more.
Well, you know.
He made a profit.
We ain't in this for charity, bro. We ain't in this for charity. Timberlake was an expensive ticket, too.
John, you're a big musician. What's the most, I'm curious, from a musician's point of view, what's the most you ever spent to see somebody?
It was a Broadway play. Well, and that's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Like playing, you know, playing in bands, and my dad is in the industry, too, and everything like that. I got into a ton of stuff that I wouldn't spend a lot on. But, Broadway tickets absolutely gutted me. It was $1.50 each. I took my ex for some anniversary, and it was wicked. And it wasn't even when like Idina Menzel and like all the big movie stars were in it. It was like 10 years after it had been out. So there was no one special in it. And of course, you're paying for dinner in New York City before that.
Yeah.
We're going to need programs and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you got to get the cup. You got to get the cup that says Wicked. It's still in my, I kept the cup, by the way. It's still in my drawer.
You paid $100.
I'm getting the cup out of this. Come on, man.
Sean, how about you? The most you'd ever spend to see somebody live?
I flew all the way to Finland to see Nine Inch Nails live.
Dude.
What?
Wait a minute. Yep. What?
Dude. What?
You are the weirdest person that works here.
Time out.
I'm an interesting person.
You refuse to spend more than $15 on shoes, but you flew to Finland to see Nine Inch Nails?
For Trent Reznor, he did that.
It's funny. And the worst part is I saw them a month prior. So not even a month. I went to
here
to go see
on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
Right.
My gosh.
Was it all that different of a show? Did they do it on top of a Finnish volcano or something?
It was different because I got to spend a week in Finland. Yeah.
Well, there was that. Thousands of dollars later.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Elijah and Mila. Mila, what's going on?
Yeah, so every Wednesday I meet one of my girlfriends out at a restaurant, and we just have a standing Wednesday reservation where we hang out, grab drinks and grab dinner. And Elijah works late on Wednesdays, so it's fine. And we have a 3-month-old baby, and instead of getting a babysitter, to save money, I just bring the baby with us and, we have fun. Me and my girlfriend have a lot of fun. So that's, but he doesn't like that.
Elijah, what's wrong with that? I mean, hold on. When you say that you're having drinks, like one, right?
Yeah, like one, maybe two, but like I'm responsible. Like I'm going to drive home and I'm not going to be a drunk mom with my baby.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Like just a drink with dinner.
I mean, you're eating, you're spending time there, right? So,
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's not like you're rushing in to see your friend throw down a couple and then you're leaving. You're spending the evening
together.
Exactly. Okay.
So, Elijah, what's the image?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I think that's inappropriate. To have a baby at a bar. I'm surprised they even let the baby into the bar, but let's face it, with all, you know, people possibly, you know, smoking, the loud noise, and then just, you know, drinking, you know, all that alcohol. And then what does that do to you? The behavior and everything in front of the baby, it's inappropriate and makes her look tacky and irresponsible.
No, it does not. It's like, I'm not at like a club. I'm not like throwing the baby on the bar, like, here, hold my kid while I do some shots, right? Like, I'm having a glass of wine with my friend, and I happen to have my child with me. Like, it's not, I'm not partying. I'm just having an evening out.
Yeah.
But is it a bar or a restaurant? I'm confused.
It's
like
a bar.
Both.
She told me it's a bar.
No.
Yeah, it's a bar.
They serve food, but it's not like, I don't know, like they serve like charcuterie instead of like peanuts, you know, like it's not a trashy place.
All right. So when you go there, you're not actually sitting at a bar where you pull up a seat to a bar. There's a table that's away from it.
No. I sit like at the booth by the bar. Like, oh. I'm not at the bar. I don't throw my kid up on, like, he's not, like, the baby's not in front of the tap, you know,
right.
Like.
No, I get that. I mean, there's plenty of restaurants that have booths that go around the bar. That makes sense to me. I sit there with my kids.
And there's no smoking. I mean, there's no smoking in any public buildings in this country anymore, right?
Okay. I don't
think pretty sure that would be crazy. So, I mean, that's not an issue. So unless you're hanging out by the front door sucking down Reds, you're probably fine.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because I think people probably be pretty divided on this. A baby at a bar, it sounds a lot worse than what's actually happening here. But thinking about a bar restaurant, and you're sitting at the booths near it. Is it inappropriate for a three-month-old to be in their carrier there?
You know, be easy for them to use fake IDs. They all look the same. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
There's such a thing as an ugly baby. You know that, right?
Well, you know, the uglier the baby, the less long they're going to look at the ID. You're in. Go ahead.
Elijah and Mila have a three-month-old baby. Every week, Mila has a standing date with one of her girlfriends. They go out to dinner, but they go to a bar. It's a bar restaurant, but they sit in the bar area with the baby in the carrier. Elijah has a real problem with that.
Yeah, he doesn't think that a baby belongs at a bar whatsoever. She's like, it's a booth. It's in a restaurant. They have a bar.
He's just very much like, don't do that. It's wrong. It makes us look bad. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm with the wife. What is she supposed to just go to Chuck E. Cheese's for the rest of her life?
I don't. A Chuck E. Cheese seems very aggressive for a three-month-old. Very loud.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Things pop off at Chuck E. Cheese, too, as we've seen before in history. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole technicality of saying it's a bar with a restaurant or a restaurant with a bar. If you have a full kitchen, you're a restaurant.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I don't understand his point in that.
Yeah, you just a bar is there. Everybody has a nice, beautiful bar in their area, or they want one. But if you have a full kitchen, you're a restaurant.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. You have a baby in a bar. I just keep thinking of that line from the Sweet Home Alabama movie. So Elijah and Mila have a three-month-old baby. So once a week, Mila has a standing date with one of her girlfriends. They meet at a restaurant/bar. Yes, it is a bar, but yes, it serves food. They sit at a booth with the baby in the carrier. Elijah has a real big problem with this.
When I hear bar that serves food, I think that they're serving, you know, fish and chips, all right? It's chicken
burgers.
Tenders.
Yeah.
It's burgers, maybe burgers and french fries. I think of bar food. This is a restaurant that has a bar. And many restaurants have a beautiful center bar. This is where people like to congregate and hang out, right? They'll put a bar in a hotel lobby for the exact same reason. She says it's innocent fun. It's me and my friend. It's a glass of wine, maybe two if we're there for hours and hours and eating.
Elijah's not into it. He's like, no, you're bringing our baby to a bar and it looks terrible. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. I think that in the beginning of motherhood, it's very isolating. And if she is having friends that are willing to stay in her life and socialize, and if she's being responsible about it, go for it.
I mean, I think that's the key, right? If you're being responsible, do whatever you want.
I mean, you got to get out of the house. You start going crazy after a while.
Right.
You really do.
If you're a better person, you're a better parent.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Just get a babysitter. Leave the kid at home. I don't think it's appropriate. A kid shouldn't be at a bar. She shouldn't be drinking anything when she's driving. It's just inappropriate. Just get a babysitter, have fun with your friends, and then come home.
I mean, sometimes getting a babysitter sounds easier than it actually is when you have an infant that's that young. So I understand that you have to be with them. But I do understand that, well, if you got a three-month-old with you, like, why are you drinking at all? I don't know. It's tough. It's one thing if you're on your couch and the baby's asleep, then sure, have that glass of wine. You go back and forth on this.
My first newborn child, 3 months old, whatever, I wouldn't want to leave them with anybody. It's my mom or nobody, right?
Then you have your friend come over, but it's still nice to get out of the house. I don't know, I'm torn on this.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm definitely on the mom's side. I was a single dad with an 11-month-old baby. That boy came with me in his carriage. Bars, restaurants, ball field. Oh, it was great. Everybody loved seeing him. You know, nobody was disrespectful. It wasn't like I was, like, putting him up on the bar and making him dance or something.
Right. I mean, the fact that you had him with you, you were picking up chicks left and right. They love babies.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, look, living proof. You want one?
Oh, gosh. Sir, that is terrible.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mila, our audience agreed with you. Elijah, it's one thing if she's going into, like, a place that doesn't serve food and she's just throwing back some beers, but she's going to a restaurant that happens to have a bar with the baby, and the baby's probably asleep the whole time, and people thought it was fine.
Yes. Well, she's not saying the whole truth. It was actually a bar, not a restaurant, but whatever. It is what it is.
I mean, if they've got a kitchen, man, then that's a restaurant. You know, right. I mean, come on. That's how they build the buildings nowadays. So, I don't know. I mean, think about all the tips you would get if she was bartending with the baby. That'd be great.
I don't know. Nope.
We can't tell anybody they don't have a right to work.
Well, okay. Mila, you have to be happy to hear that.
I am, yeah. I just, like, it's not a big deal. Let's not make it a bigger deal than it is.
Right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $7,700 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Chelsea, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Chelsea.
Okay.
Thanks.
$7,700 on the line. Raven is walking out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. 3 seconds to answer each one. That's what you have. I bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, the Bronx Zoo just welcomed a baby tree kangaroo. Mashie's tree kangaroos are endangered in the wild, making this birth very special. What do you call a baby kangaroo?
Jack.
Number two, surprising artists that have never had a number one song include Shania Twain, Green Day, Bruce Springsteen, and the now defunct band that sang the songs Best Song Ever and Story of My Life. What band is that?
One Direction.
Number three, Disney has finally made a sequel to Hocus Pocus, which will start streaming on Disney Plus in September. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, and what other actress made up the Sanderson sisters?
Bette Midler.
Number four, Taylor Swift delivered the commencement speech to the class of 2022 at NYU. Her song 22 was on what album?
Oh, 1978.
Number five, the U.S. Soccer Federation announced a historic new labor agreement that the women's national teams will be paid the same as the men's. What are the two colors of the cards used at soccer games to discipline the players for misconduct?
Red and green. Or red and yellow, sorry.
What is it?
Red and yellow.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Come in. Raven.
Yo.
I have to Google something really quick.
Oh, that sounds controversial. Sounds controversial.
I just want to make sure I'm not losing my mind. No, you know what? I gotta have to give you 3 out of 5. God, this is so tough. All right, ready? Number one, 3 out of 5. The Bronx Zoo just welcomed a baby tree kangaroo. Mashie's tree kangaroos are endangered in the wild, making this birth very special. What do you call a baby kangaroo?
Baby kangaroos are called joeys.
That's right, a joey. Now, you said a jack, and that's where things got confusing, because a male kangaroo is called a jack, but it's an adult kangaroo, so I can't take that. Number two.
Karen.
Yep. Surprising artists that have never had a number one song include Shania Twain, Green Day, Bruce Springsteen, and the now defunct band that sang Best Song Ever and Story of My Life. What band is that?
Story of My Life, that's One Direction.
Yes. Number three, Disney has finally made a sequel to Hocus Pocus, which will start streaming on Disney Plus in September. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, and what other actress made up the Sanderson sisters?
Bette Midler, right?
Yes, you guys are tied at 3. Number four, Taylor Swift delivered the commencement speech to the class of 2022 at NYU. Her song 22 was on what album?
Just going to take a shot and say red.
Red is correct.
Yeah.
And you were thinking 1989. Man. That's what you were thinking, Chelsea.
I know. Yeah. I knew as soon as I said it.
But it's still not right. Number five, the U.S. Soccer Federation announced a historic new labor agreement that the women's national teams will be paid the same as the men's. What are the two colors of the cards used at soccer games to discipline the players for misconduct?
Isn't it yellow and red?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chelsea. He beat you 5-3, but man, you made me confused today. So there's that. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Chelsea, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $7,800 tomorrow.